So we were just talking about the Lawrence Powell and Kelsey Powell and Adrian Stills. And I know you have said that you're, you know, not prone to talk about personnel decisions, and you didn't with the, you know, Charlie Pepler. I guess what I would like to know, though, is this a case where you're planning to eliminate positions, or is this a case where the people who are in those positions need to be different people?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, let me clarify. General 3 had asked me about Kelsey Powell. He is not part of the same group in this case. I mean, Kelsey Powell is still employed.
Oh, great.
They asked if that was going to be a change. So,
I appreciate getting bad information. Okay, thank you for clarifying. Yes.
Yeah, and look, you know, first off, the reason we don't get into details of personnel decisions is a lot of times, as anybody who's been in business or anybody who's supervised knows, that sometimes you make decisions that you just think are in the best interest of that organization, that city, that to move to different priorities. It may not be that there's something below board. It may not be that there's something unethical. And sometimes maybe they're in some relative subjective nature. So, you know, out of respect for these guys and out of respect for, you know, the organization, that's why we really don't get into a lot of details. But, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really challenge our city or every department that when there's a change in employment in any, whether it's a firing, a resignation, or someone leaving for what they believe to be a better opportunity, in all of those scenarios, I think it's our duty to look at them, because they might be working off a job description that's 8-10 years old. I mean, and who's to say that a new skill set, a new objective isn't needed? So really at not just at the department director level, we really challenge all our departments to say, you know, how should we reimagine this position to make it in the best interest of the taxpayer, the maximum value to the taxpayer, and to make sure we can run as efficiently and as optimally as possible. So, you know, that's my expectation always in every one of these jobs, no matter what. And sometimes there's a drastic change. Sometimes there's very little. Yet, are we considering eliminating some of these positions? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And those are that's part of that analysis. So
Okay. We're
going to do that with every position and really go from there.
And I have to assume that, you know, there's going to be a Parks and Recs director and there's going to be a city attorney, of course. But then, you know, right. that really be the neighborhood coordinator position that had been resurrected by Grover Robinson, that, you know, that's the one that you're assessing. I know we're just barely into our interview, but hang on for just a second, DC. Let's get a quick traffic from Candy.
Ed loved you on Channel 3 this morning. Not you, Andrew. You, mayor.
I know who you meant.
Okay, traffic is backed up on Gulf Beach Highway at the NAS front gate. Now, it's backed up down Gulf Beach Highway, and it's backed up to Sunset on Gulf Beach Highway. I realize there's another Sunset as you're heading into the front gate. That's backed up, too. So both sides of the road of Sunset going into Gulf Beach Highway are backed up into at the NAS front gate. So pack your patience, 250-3756 for that no-hassle estimate from Executive Landscaping. They're big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, and by the way, I think I made another mistake. I think I was talking about Rebecca Ferguson when I mentioned, I should have said when I was talking about Kelsey Powell, because she's at the port, but she's part of the, she's one of the departures too, right? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay,
that's correct.
And I just communicated it wrong, so I'm batting over 2 this morning on that stuff. There's interesting stuff on the city council agenda next week that you and I have kind of been waiting to talk about, but now that it's actually on the agenda, I want to get into this a little bit. You are wanting to create an ordinance specifically related to food truck courts. Is that right?
That's correct. And so the gist of this, obviously, food, as everyone knows, they see food trucks around. That's allowed. What this is this is really formalizing a food truck zoning where you could have multiple food trucks on at a specific location. And the important thing to point out here is instead of being able to just use a vacant piece of property and, you know, put some rocks down and put a porta potty and have 3 or 4 trucks, this really formalizes, one, your ability to do something like that if you were a developer or a food truck owner. But secondly, is to make sure that, hey, it requires a permanent restroom. You know, it requires there's certain things that are required to make sure that this is a real investment, that this isn't just, you know, again, you know, pouring some rocks onto a vacant piece of property. You know, if we're going to have this as zoning, we want to make sure that this is a real investment by that person. So, you know, this would allow 3 or 4 food trucks and, you know, or more, and we are kind of behind the eight ball a little bit and with our neighboring cities, counties that do already have this zoning. So I really appreciate our staff really was the instigator of this, coming and saying, hey, it's probably time for us to have this. And I agree. So I'm really excited to see that. Now, that's just the public hearing portion. First reading will be in July, and second reading will be in August. So it'll still be a couple months if it is approved by council before it's in place. But that process is beginning now.
I know we have the one down on Palafox in Maine, and then, of course, Santa Rosa County has a really thriving one over on 98 in Tiger Point vicinity. Are there people who are approaching you and trying to do this, or is this just you realizing that this is an opportunity that maybe the city can take advantage of that other places already allow?
Yeah, look, I've asked that. I think there's been inquiries generally before. This is, you know, we do our best. It's the same reason I'm looking into vertical height restrictions in downtown. I like to try to look at things that we think are good for the city at times where it's not necessarily one person or one individual. If it's good for the city, you know, then that's what should be our kind of navigational tool, right?
Sure. So if you create the zoning, the investors will come. Yeah, no, I get that. Makes sense, right?
Right. Instead of saying, hey, well, one person wants to add one floor, so we should change vertical height restriction. Even
right.
If we should change it, it's just, you know, that's not the order you want to do it, you know? And so we're trying to be proactive about these things. So I think, there's certainly been inquiries. I think that's what's helped instigate, you know, our staff to look at this. But, I have not had any discussions with any one person in particular about, you know, hey, we definitely want to do this at this location or anything like that. So,
got it.
But look, what do we hope? If we put it in, we hope people are going to want to do it pretty quickly.
Right.
I mean, if not, why would we do it? So.
All right. I'm going to make you unpopular for a moment. But the other issue on the agenda for next week is that you want to raise the rate of the parking at the Pensacola Airport in the garage from 11 to 13 a day, in the surface lot from 9 to 11 a day, and at the economy lot from 8 to 9 a day. Because of inflation, because of funding needs at the airport, or what?
Well, really, a couple things. Number one, you know, the first thing we're going to look at is data every time we look at this. And these increases, which have been a long time coming, have not increased in quite a while. These increases still put us in the middle of the pack of every surrounding airport. So we're not the highest, even after these are approved, is number one. Number two, we have a lot of needs. I just had a meeting with the Secretary of FDOT at City Hall yesterday about, you know, needing a $70 million airport terminal, as well as improvements already to parking. I mean, we're getting so much business. We're bursting at the seams. We're parking people out in the lots, you know, in grass lots on
right.
a Tuesday,
right.
Like they were yesterday. So yeah, I mean, it, no question about it. These are dollars that would be able to help with infrastructure, as well as, you know, we got an escalator fix. We've got three baggage claims already back up online and in order. So, there's expense to that, no question. So, like you said, don't get me wrong. I never jump for joy whether it's airport parking or regular parking to do this. But, you know, sometimes these are necessary things. And as I said, if this was something that was going to put us at the top of the market, you know, around our area, it would have been a hard sell for me. But I think this just really gets us back into the middle of the pack. And if you go travel anywhere, you know, $11 a day to park next to the terminal is a pretty darn good deal right now, and really has us under the market. We were talking to FDOT. They were mentioning that Orlando's $30 a day, you know, to park this close. At the end of the day, it's not these things are never fun. But they are necessary to continue to have operations the way we want them.
Okay, before we get to the lightning round, I just real quick want to confirm, I think you buried the lead. Did you just say that we were using the grassy knoll overflow Thanksgiving parking lot on a just Tuesday in June?
Yesterday there were people parking in the grass. I do know that.
Wow. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And my quick public service plug, I mentioned the press conference is, if you have flights coming up in the next 2 months and you're an hour and 5 minutes before the flight guy, like I am, you have to get there earlier. We have all that TSA. It's out of our hands. This is TSA's equipment through security, but being updated throughout the summer. So I'm telling you, yeah, I know that people don't heed the 2 hour before warning most of the time, including me. This definitely, if you've got flights in the next few weeks, especially during peak times, you really do need to heed that so you're not disappointed or you're not missing play.
And as a pre-check holder yourself, do pre-check if you certainly can. All right. The lightning round. All right. First thing is a lot of the younger people, millennials and even younger, are actually going back from smartphones to flip phones or sliders. Would you ever consider going away from a smartphone?
Oh, no. I mean, now I probably have like my Razor flip phone somewhere in a drawer that if I did make an abrupt decision, you know, I save all those things.
With your Mardi Gras babies.
Mardi Gras babies, right. It's a fantastic paperweight. That's right. Other than the Naval Aviation Museum, which is not a fair answer, or any of the other museums located in the city of Pensacola, what's your favorite museum anywhere?
Oh man, favorite museum anywhere. You know what I really loved is the Newseum in Washington D.C.
Oh yeah,
you know, it was just okay. My newspaper guide.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good one.
That was in the heart of my journalism days. So maybe I would be more biased. I'm going to Washington D.C. a couple times this month, so maybe I'll change my mind when you ask me again.
And last thing, flip flops, slides, sandals, or Crocs.
Really none for me. I'm a Nike tennis shoe guy.
But at the beach?
I guess I would do flip-flops given the option. Yeah.
You wear Nikes
at
the beach?
I know. I some kind of covered shoe. Maybe a slip-on, kind of a beach slip-on.
All right. We'll just move on from this awkward moment. D.C. Reeves is the mayor of Pensacola. As always, sir, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, we'll go shoe shopping.
Fair enough.
Correct.
Very good.